Now, let me talk about the Chief Joshua Rondino. There's not a day go by where I don't get information from what's going on inside that organization. I don't know if it's true or not, so I'm not going to even talk about it publicly. I will tell you there's a lot of troubling things that I have been provided with. And, you know, and just there, you know, where there's smoke, there's probably fire. The breakdown in the governance of this organization is not good. It's not healthy. And I think, again, the entity's interest outweighs any of the individuals. And I think the posture that we put ourselves in relative not only to the chief, but others, I think some things have to change. The ship has to be righted. It's not right at the present time. There's no way, no how. And if half of what I'm told is true, and ultimately sees the day of light and can be confirmed, I'm convinced more than ever, you too, Chief, need to resign. Put an end to this. This is not something that is going to turn around. And again, disappointed. Again, why you would think that an organization should give you the protections that you asked for in a contract that you actually crafted, and somehow or another others on the board embraced it, which is mind-numbing and mystifying to me by any stretch of the imagination, because anybody with 3 ounces of a sense of business would know that that contract was a laughingstock. And the reputation of this organization as well has been impaired. And as a result of that impairment, if you give two iotas about the future of that organization, you're going to resign. Move to the next chapter of your life. This one did not fare out very well. No one in their right mind would have ever suggested a one-sided contract like that as a public servant. And obviously, you forgot that you were a public servant. Now, I was presented with a lot of crazy propositions and observations over my years in managing people. But I have to honestly say that it was never as crazy as what I read in that contract. Ever. Never did I ever have an employee suggest such a one-sided, overbearing, overreaching contract as that. You lost sight of you, who you are, and your relative importance to that organization. I would remind you, everyone is dispensable. Truly dispensable. You are not the center of the universe. You are not the savior of law enforcement, other activity that you would be called upon to involve yourself in within that organization. You can be replaced. And still, and others can achieve what you set out to achieve. But I can promise you, anybody with any professional sense and understanding would be able to read the room and know that they could never propose and ask board members to execute a contract like you suggested. Long and short of it is, you let the entity down. You did. Not anybody else. You did. Own it. And the entity's interest has to outweigh the individual's yet again in this instance as well. And I think the best thing, just my opinion, you need to resign. Love to hear from you. 504-260-1870. We'll be right back. Stay with us.